Yeah, and it's time to walk up that that gangplank and board our Costa cruise for this week.
We do get around, don't we?
We do, don't we? Yeah, from Dusseldorf, make it quickly back to Dubai.
Yeah.
And we've got a lovely lady joining us, Francesca Mugnari, who's the sales and marketing manager for the UAE and GCC from Alpha Holidays, who represent Costa Cruises. So good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon to you guys.
It's nice to see you. Yeah,
very nice to see you. Yeah, because it's the first time you've been to these studios, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is the very first time.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're going to have a great time with us this afternoon. We want to know all the information, Francesca. Okay?
Now, of course, you had a big press conference, didn't you, a couple of weeks ago?
We did have, on the 23rd of February, the naming ceremony of the newest ship of the Costa fleet, Costa Deliziosa. It was a huge event. It was a marvelous event, and we had very special guests as well. Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum was there at the ceremony, and there was a big talk, actually. Yes,
brilliant. And so, is this a brand new ship? You say that
it is brand new.
Yeah, it was
brand new, just named.
So it's just kind of being, getting its name and getting
in
its
Dubai.
Birth there, right here in Dubai. This happened
Dubai.
At the cruise terminal.
Yeah,
didn't
there
it?
Was. Yeah. That was the very first time that a cruise ship was named in an Arabic city in Dubai. And that was part of, cooperation with Costa and the Department of Tourism of Dubai.
Uh-huh.
Costa has been the pioneer of cruising in the region.
Yeah.
In 2006, they positioned the first cruise here. And we were talking about 1,200 passengers per week. And now we are talking about a turnaround for the season of 140,000 passengers.
Wow.
Yeah.
From December until April.
That's inflation for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about the actual the cruise ship itself, because I've just got pictures here, and I'm sure our listeners would like to get a bit more of a description. I've just got here, you've got 1,130 cabins in total.
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit more about, like, the restaurants there and so on.
Sure. I mean, actually, we have two ships. The newest one, which is Costa Deliziosa, that was named on the 23rd of February here in Dubai, so it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And the second ship, which is also operating the cruises from Dubai, it's called Costa Luminosa. Costa Luminosa is also a very young ship. It's only 7 months old. It was inaugurated last June, 2009.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So they are sister ships, so feature the same characteristics, 1,130 cabins. With cabins and suites in the spa area as well. And both ships are really the most innovative of the fleet of Costa, but not just for the for all the cruise industry itself. I mean, we feature the largest spa on board, which is the Samsara Spa, 3,000 square meters of spa with cabins and suites in the spa area. Formula One simulator, golf simulator, four-dimension movie, PlayStation.
Four-dimension?
Yes.
Yeah, you get the,
you
get the waves coming on.
You are inside the movie,
well.
Man. You are inside. You can smell. You know,
yeah, you smell the vision. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's the fourth one, yes.
All right.
You can smell. And roller skate ring as well. So really, there are all entertainment on board, so you can really not get bored at all on ship.
Now, of course, Costa, the head offices are based in Italy.
Correct.
Do you find that the majority of your guests are coming from Italy? Is it fly cruising, or are you getting quite a lot of business from this region as well?
Yes, actually, most of the business, 80% or approximately 80%, is generated by the flying cruise option. Most of the passengers are coming for this itinerary. I'm talking about the itinerary from Dubai. It's coming from Italy, France, Spain, Germany, UK.
Yeah.
However, it's becoming very popular in the region as well, not just in the United Arab Emirates, but as well in Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia as well. The cruise is really becoming a new holiday experience for people in the region.
Yeah, because it's still quite young here in Dubai, isn't
very
it?
You much, know,
it's,
very.
It's in its infancy, really, and but seems to be catching on. And I think we've got the facilities now, haven't they? With the cruise terminal, it's the perfect place for these ships to dock.
It is very much so. I mean, the new cruise terminal in Dubai, it's a state-of-the-art cruise terminal, so definitely the accessibility and the facilities even facilitate more cruise lines to come to the region and generate more business for this sector of the tourism.
Now, you say you've got these two...